The last few years have seen the emergence of highly original fashion designers offering not more of the same, but elegant and sporty, sleek while edgy garments that are both playful and surprising. Hard Decor, a boutique, workshop, and gallery co-founded by illustrator, costume, and fashion designer Josefina Bakosheva, has quickly become a popular address on Prague's Sinovazhne Náměstí, and rightfully so. At a reasonable price, you can buy gorgeous items, from original dresses to fab jewelry. One would be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. Recently, I caught up with Josefina to discuss the workshop boutique.
I got the idea while I was still studying theatre at university, and I was able to put it together in 2006, when I was given access to a decent space by the city for a reasonable rent. The idea was to create a space that was both creative and a shop, where work could be made and sold. I think it's a great space.
Nor was she afraid to jump into the world of business, being used to tackling tasks head-on from when she studied at the DAMU Theatre Academy.
At DAMU, I was always a bit of a solo player. I studied alternative theatre, and everyone always worked in teams. But instead of waiting for people, directors and so on, to come to me, I approached them. I always put together my projects, my productions, by myself. It wasn't so different running this.
Josefina Bakosheva has caused a splash since. Last year, she and fellow designer Petra Krčková turned heads with their collection Czech Woman in a Czech Forest, Česká žena v Českém lese, at Design Block, the country's premier annual event focusing on top design. The collection contrasted how a city girl coped in adverse conditions. Design Block's Jana Zielinski recalls both the collection and the performance.
I saw her fashion show, which was really very beautiful. It was made together with the laser show, but the lasers were used in a very particular way, which I have never seen before. And these lasers actually made little animals who could walk around all the walls in the exhibition area. So I really liked it very much, I have to say. Concerning the fashion, I think this is what Josefina does is a very strong stream in Czech fashion, a sort of mixture of the street style, somehow focus as well on a traditional way, which is made very in a very modern way and in modern materials.
The designer sums up her preferences like this.
I like both sporty and elegant clothes. I've kind of combined them both. I like to play with sporty elements, but for example, use more elegant material. Women often want to have something they can wear in the city, but at the same time, be able to put it on in the evening if they prefer. I buy materials from Czech producers, when I can, natural materials, but I'm also unafraid of using synthetics and lycra. I like shiny materials, satin, but also knitwear.
As for Czech Woman in a Czech Forest?
To byla kolekce Česká žena v Českém lese.
The whole thing was presented by Petra Nesvačilová, and the story was based on Little Red Riding Hood. We even had our own hunter. Compared to what I'm designing this year, it was more sporty. There were darker items with colourful or reflective material, namely green, and only this year I've given up green for pink.
Pink is the new green, I suggested, making the designer laugh. Certainly, many will be looking forward to her show this autumn. Back to the boutique, anyone visiting Hard Decor, of course, does not necessarily have to shop. Along with offering collections, the boutique also offers hands-on workshops teaching visitors the basics, so they can design items of their very own. Josefina explains.
Tím, že třeba tady mám tu dílnu s těma švadlenkama, šijeme tady, zajímáme se o ten...
Because I have a workshop with seamstresses here, I can offer customers a chance to work with textiles, to print their own designs, even to weave. Some want to design their own accessories, a bag, for example, from an outline to the final product. I offer courses here to show them how it's done. They learn to cut out, sew, print their own designs and leave with their own item in hand.
Takže si vlastně jako by přinesou nebo odnesou hotovou věc.
Hardcore also offers creative courses for children, although there, says the designer, it has become hard to compete with schools and summer camps, offering cheaper prices, although not necessarily the same level of quality. When it comes to similar boutiques or workshops in Prague, there are not all that many. Design Blocks, Jana Zielinski, again.
I don't think there are many shops like this. There are a few, and it is sort of a mixture of Czech designers presenting their work at one place, which is always really good because the clients have possibility to choose. And as well, what's kind of very friendly is that the prices are not high, and it is an original author's fashion, which is always very welcome. 5 years ago, it was really great that Mango and Zara and Houndem were in the market and people went to shop there. But now I think more and more people are trying to be more individual. And I think Czech people have a very strong tradition in spreading design in the middle class as well.
Although shopping at stores like Hard Decor will set consumers back a bit more than they'd normally pay for a mass-produced item, they can walk away knowing they've bought something truly original. Josefina Bakošová agrees that consumers, especially younger customers over the last couple of years, have grown more aware of good design, weighing value not only according to cost.
I think that a lot of people want to have original clothes and want that special pair of earrings. Of course, there's the money. My view could be influenced by the customers who come here, but it seems to me more people now are willing to pay more for something original. Instead of buying several items from more commercial stores, younger people now are pacing themselves, waiting a month or two to buy one item or one piece of jewelry, rather than buying a lot from big stores, where you can only get things everyone else is wearing too.
A pak je má vlastně celá Praha, je to o ničem.